make you sing and tap your little toes. Oh, oh, I wanna know.
Welcome, everybody. This is Chantel Lopez, and joining me today is Deborah Colway. You are listening to the first inaugural launch podcast of Thinking Pilates Podcasts. So thanks for joining us, and thanks, Deborah, for agreeing to this crazy idea. I wanted to start our first episode by talking a little bit about, obviously introducing ourselves just a bit, and how we came together, and how our paths have just been a little bit synchronistic in terms of what we're really hoping to achieve in our work and what we're doing.
I'm very excited to be here with you. I'm Deborah Colway, and have been teaching Pilates for a very long time, since 1985. And before that, I taught dance. I taught all kinds of different fitness forms. I guess most of my young adult and now adult life has been spent in one way or another exploring my body, bodies, and an experience of being a body. But always for me, because I really wasn't particularly athletic or competitive in any kind of athletic endeavor as a young person, I did start doing yoga very young, age 13. For me, the practice of any kind of a physical endeavor always was very much intertwined with kind of my emotional state and my sense of myself also as a psychological being, and exploring who I was as a young person through yoga, through dance, and as I came to start to teach Pilates, it really was always the same thing. I mean, yes, there was this component that it was a way to earn a living. I was going to make money, some money teaching Pilates in a way that I wasn't as a dancer, and that was nice, but it always had to do much more with this self-discovery aspect, and that if I could organize my body and become more integrated, yes, more strong, more flexible, etc., but it had a lot more to do with the organization of myself on every level, that I just always had this sense that my life would be better, that I would be more sane and able to move through the world better, more happy, less stress. So those are the kinds of things that are still very interesting to me, and going beyond just teaching a physical form for the sake of building a strong body or a strong and flexible body that's wonderful, but there's this other place that I think you and I both, Chantel, are very interested in going, which is how well one can actually get to know oneself, and then to the degree that one creates a good relationship with oneself, then one is more able to go out and be of service to people, whether it's teaching Pilates or anything that you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that really is at the heart of our coming together. I feel like Deborah and I met this last summer in Colorado, in Boulder. She is I'm going to say, Deborah, you are a mentor of teachers and a teacher of teachers at the Pilates Center. Mm-hmm. And we met and had a brief conversation, and what felt like to me a really rich connection and a kind of spontaneous aligning of, oh, yeah, oh, that's me too. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's great. That's great. I love that. Let's talk more about that kind of encounter, which was so really lovely and has taken us all this way a year later to be creating this podcast together, which I'm really, really excited and thrilled about to put out into the Pilates community and just into the world in general for any kind of teacher, as you say, this path of knowing oneself better and the, you know, movement happening to be the form, the expression, but the journey to asking questions and inquiring more deeply into you know, our purpose and our path and how that reflects on our ability to be of service and to be fully present and show up for ourselves and for other people. You know, for my own part, as a mover and an athlete from a very young age, I think as, you know, in my 20s, when I after I completed college and I was actually writing for several newspapers, and when that was very clear that was not going to be the path for me, and I returned to movement and through, you know, various circumstances had decided to teach Pilates. What I realized right away is that which I feel like I knew but was able to articulate, is that moving and dancing in particular for me, but moving in general, was the single most potent way I felt like I could express who I really was. And I just felt in my being and in my body that was a very powerful avenue. It was going to teach me a lot. It was going to be the way that I was going to experience the world and, you know, in the long of it, be of service in the world. And I feel like at this point in my teaching career, that this is what I most want to offer to other teachers, be they emerging teachers or seasoned teachers, of any kind, really, is that, you know, using the body as the form, and then this just really awesome, this awesome role as teacher, which is one, frankly, I never thought I would be in, and at some point never really wanted to be in. And of course, all that has changed. I just feel like there's so much more to it. And this is a conversation that Deborah and I have had, you know, that there's more to what we do, specifically as Pilates teachers or movement teachers, than to get a body to move. And it really starts with us.